This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Political types will tell you that the election broke along lines of party and race and class and geography and so stipulated. Underneath all of that, though, is a little thing that around here we like to call the economy. Because even though things like white working class and Rust Belt have been the buzzy theories the past week that they're what helped Donald Trump win, the reality is more complicated because lots of working class people are people of color, and that group voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. And parts of the Rust Belt are doing all right economically. Montgomery County, Ohio straddles some of those racial and economic divides. It's part urban, part rural and suburban. It's multiracial with a lot of poverty and a middle class. And last Tuesday, for the first time in almost 30 years, it went Republican for president. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace talked to two women there with very different hopes for how the future is going to play out.
I'm at a Mexican restaurant in a northwest suburb of Dayton with Robin Pink. She's dressed for church all in red. Robin works in the packaging department at a union job at a MillerCoors brewery nearby. She makes more than $80,000 a year, and there's job security. But I'm hearing something from her that I've heard here in the Midwest, in the so-called Rust Belt, countless times.
I don't know how people are making it today.
A lot of her family and friends work multiple jobs for not enough money. And in Dayton, there's a big black-white divide, too. Black people live on the west side, whites on the east, and in the suburbs where many of the jobs are. She's black, and she says in her community, there's a feeling that politicians aren't addressing the economic issues and haven't been.
When they want us to vote for them, they're all about the people then. But after that, they do absolutely nothing for the people.
She voted for Hillary Clinton, but Democratic votes for president in Montgomery County this year were down 9 percentage points. Turnout overall was low, and Donald Trump won the county with fewer votes than Mitt Romney had here in 2012. Michael Gessel with the Dayton Development Coalition is one of the people who's been trying to get jobs to come here since way before there was a Donald Trump on the scene. He says it's been a struggle.
The jobs are fewer in number. The jobs don't pay as much. And this is the critical thing, the jobs require skills.
So his organization has focused on workforce development, on the military base here, and on expanding the healthcare and education sectors. And the region has also marketed itself as a place that welcomes immigrants. An organization called Welcome Dayton has a website and does outreach to encourage immigrants to move here. Plus, there is still manufacturing, lots of high-tech small business, but the high-paying jobs you don't need a degree for?
Those jobs are gone.
Some of that is offshoring, but a lot of it is about automation. Working in a factory these days means working with more computers and robots and fewer people.
If you put 50 robots in to do 50 jobs, that's 50 people that aren't getting hired.
Kate Geiger got laid off when a GM truck plant closed here in 2008 and left with a reduced retirement. Now she also works at MillerCoors. She's actually on Robin Pink's team there. We're at her ranch house in a rural corner of the county. She's white, and she says jobs are part of why she voted for Trump, but she also wants to see the federal government shrink.
We need somebody to downsize it, and Trump's the man to do that. That's what he does.
And she says she's very worried about other issues, gun rights, crime, terrorism, although she says she doesn't want Trump to deport millions of undocumented immigrants.
I don't think he really means that. I really don't. I think he means terrorists.
It's not just undocumented people who've been discussed in this campaign. The FBI's latest report shows a spike in hate crimes against Muslims, and Trump has promoted a policy of banning Muslims, including refugees, from entering the country. Dayton has a growing Muslim population, some of them refugees, some U.S. born. Kate says she's never known someone Muslim, but
if I were a Muslim woman, I wouldn't, and I didn't know me, I'd be scared of me.
Still, she says this vote is about morals and the economy, not religion or race. For her coworker, Robin Pink, those things can't be separated.
This country has been about race from the beginning. You know, that hasn't changed.
And she doubts Trump will lift up the economic prospects for working class people, whoever they voted for, raise wages, bring in better jobs, fix education.
Until he make that happen, they're in the same boat that I'm in.
For her family, the ones who are just scraping by, she says she just prays. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.